And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Trisha, Eric. I don't see Kathleen. She's usually there.
Oh, you know what? Kathleen. Kathleen's,
she's a ghost.
No, she saw she saw some homeless people, and she got some food for them, and so she's going to go deliver the food to the homeless people.
Oh, that is really the nicest thing ever.
I know. Yeah. She's incredible.
Eric, does she usually...
do that, yes.
She also almost adopted a little teacup chihuahua.
Thank God she did not.
Oh, wow. What's a teacup chihuahua?
They're little teeny tiny little ones.
You drink them.
But they're so tiny they could sit in a teacup.
Oh, you didn't adopt when you ate it.
We drank it.
Oh.
And on that note of really creepy things...
They're really good with milk and sugar.
We want to talk about
that
song.
She said it was
song,
sweet all by itself.
That song that just brought us into this hour is Southbound from the soundtrack of Southbound by The Gifted. And it's all in honor of our next guest. Thank you so much for joining us, writer-director David Bruckner.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. Those tunes are appropriate for a Saturday morning.
Yes.
It's definitely not your Saturday morning cartoons.
No.
And this is not your Saturday morning regular show either.
It really isn't.
Yeah.
But David, first of all, I want to say you are the writer and director of one of the vignettes in Southbound. This is a movie with five interlocking tales of terror, follows the fates of a group of weary travelers who confront their worst nightmares and darkest secrets over one long night on a desolate stretch of desert highway.
I couldn't have said it better. It's a classic anthology film, by the way, of Creepshow, you know, or Twilight Zone, or Tales from the Dark Side. So it's several short tales intertwined together, but they all kind of they're all connected. They all affect one another. So it flows more like a traditional movie.
Yeah,
Kathleen loves VHS.
Oh yeah, VHS. You're responsible for one of those, right?
Yeah. Several of the directors on this worked on the first VHS movie.
Yeah, VHS is a great franchise, and you know I hope Southbound turns into a franchise, because I got to tell you, David, I really like this movie. It's an eerie ride that is certain to stick with you long after you've left the movie theater. This features five fables, each equally unique and unnerving in their own way. But I have to tell you, David, the best of this bunch is this one. It's a story about an accident. It's worth the price of admission in and of itself, making for a psychologically unsettling and visually revolting experience. Who made this one with about the accident?
That one's on me, actually. Yeah.
And that really, it is my favorite.
That's great. I'm glad that it was affecting to you. I think it's a pretty relatable little tale. You know, I think we can all put ourselves in the driver's seat on that one.
Yeah, and I loved how the movie just kind of like... too often, anthology films, they don't have a theme, they don't really connect. And
this
I liked how
this one has that theme of the roads, right?
Yes, and this one has the theme of the roads, and certain characters, you know, end up in other... of the
situations,
stories. Yeah, other situations,
other
especially that accident one. I mean, it just came out of nowhere. I didn't even know the next vignette was starting, and wow, I'm just very powerful. I love the gruesomeness of it and just the psychological nature of the entire thing. How did you come up with that concept?
Well, we had been talking about themes of guilt and regret. You know, this is a group of independent filmmakers. Most of us are trying to get things done in the Hollywood system, and we're a little bitter because it's hard to get a movie made. So we all hopped in the car and drove out to the desert. We just started talking about, you know, difficult themes that we wish we could get into movies, stuff of the darker variety, because it charges the audience in a different way, and it pushes us to explore different things. And guilt, anxiety, remorse, these are themes that are common throughout the entire piece, and kind of work on this this highway. If you find yourself on this creepy highway, it's because you needed to come here. It's because something's going to come your way that you sort of needed to reckon with. And so we were looking for these kind of relatable anxieties, these things that you know, are part of all of our lives, and trying to find ways to work them into the piece. And one of the ideas that we had talked about that I gravitated towards was something about distracted driving.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's such a universal problem, first of all. The entire society, we're all dealing with it right now. People are on their phones all the time. And, you know, it's hard to wrap your head around the idea that you could so casually look down for just a second to check your device. And as a result of that, terrible, terrible things can happen. So we really wanted to get under your skin and put everybody in the driver's seat on that and sort of take them through one possible worst nightmare of what could come of that.
Well, and I think you did an absolutely wonderful job of that. And, you know, you do tend to think when you're out on this, you know, long stretch of a desert highway that gives you a false sense, I think, of security, that you can get away with something like that you might not do if you're in the middle of a freeway in L.A. or something.
Yeah, it's a tough question. In the middle of nowhere at night, you know, would you drive away? Would you not? If something was very obviously your fault, but there was nothing you could do at that point, I think that's a question that we put forth definitely to the audience.
Yeah. And, you know, again, if anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with writer-director David Bruckner. The new movie is called Southbound. It's an anthology, a horror anthology, a thriller anthology. It came out here in Phoenix yesterday. It's also on video on demand, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can get it all over right now. But I will say, if you have the opportunity to see it in the theater, this is intended to be a midnight movie. So it'll challenge you, it'll shock you, it'll spook you out. It's got, you know, a little bit of Twilight Zone in there. It plays really well with the crowd.
Yeah, I could definitely see that, and especially, you know, the songs. I mean, you mentioned a midnight movie. The songs in the movie are spectacular. The soundtrack, you heard a piece of that just a moment ago, but the songs in this movie are just amazing. In case you weren't listening earlier, David, we played Barbara Paul's "Don't Let the Party End." I love songs made scary by horror movies. I mean, what an amazing song to play at that exact time in this movie.
Yeah, there's something, it's a little discordant or contrapuntal. You have something that's sort of cheery played alongside something that is specifically not, but is particularly dark. It's always fun, and we have a sense of humor about this stuff. Like, if you can't bring a little levity to the table, then why are we going to such dark places? So that's one way to communicate that. And then the score created by The Gifted is just spectacular and takes you through the whole movie, you know. With a little feel for 80s nostalgia, but they definitely put a modern spin on it. But it's got that old John Carpenter synth vibe to it, which we all respond to, we think of very fondly.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, we've actually had, I think, 5 different shows over the last couple of years devoted to songs made scary by horror movies. I don't know. I think we've played like 50 different songs that have exactly that feel that one had in this, and Don't Let the Party End. And so, yeah, I could definitely see seeing this movie with with popcorn and with a crowd and just having a great time, because really I think it requires a strong seatbelt. I say in my review, it's really disturbing. Each one is just so affecting, and you know, so just congratulations on a great project. And I also mentioned, I believe, a few segments ago that you're also responsible for one of my favorite horror movies, The Signal.
Oh yeah, that's great. The 2007 Signal. You're familiar with that movie. That's definitely the in the cult section.
Oh yeah, but
well, he is
movie store.
He is one of those kind of like horror cult guys,
and it's actually the first because I probably had a regular box TV for longer than most, but that was the first movie that I watched on a widescreen TV, and with a, you know, excellent sound system, and I mean, I think you definitely need an excellent sound system for The Signal.
Yeah, no, because The Signal gets pretty freaky. I mean, there's definitely, you know, for those of you who haven't seen it, it's about a mysterious frequency that goes out over the airwaves and it changes human behavior. So it gets in your head a little bit.
Yeah.
I think you need, you need the best visual, and you need the best sound system to let The Signal do its work.
Yeah. So, you know, that and then this, and like we mentioned, VHS. I mean, are there plans for another VHS anytime soon or down the line?
I don't know what will come of VHS. You know, there's been 3 movies now at this point. I know that, you know, for me, having been a part of both VHS and Southbound, and in some ways The Signal is a collaborative effort or an anthology, but I do think that anthology horror films have a huge life to them. So I think that's something that I think for a lot of the filmmakers we worked on with this, we just enjoy the collaborative nature of it. We think scary movies are really, really enjoyable in bite-sized pieces, and they go well together for a night of movies. So I think there will be more of those down the road. Maybe VHS style, maybe not.
Okay, and I like the fact that it is collaborative, and the since Southbound has so much interweaving of the tales.
Well, I was going to say that's what makes this better. I think is that because there is still that connection. They're disparate, but they're also connected in so many ways, and you don't always get that in an anthology type situation.
Right. I mean, sometimes, and I won't name names, but I've ripped apart certain movies, certain anthologies, because there's just like no communication.
There's too much disconnect
between them. No communication among the filmmakers, and sometimes they just throw away, and sometimes they kind of like do the same sort of theme and stuff, and you could tell that there wasn't much collaboration. So how much communication was there on Southbound?
We all had different ideas, but we all sort of created them with one movie in mind. And very early on, we kind of established where the pieces would come in the movie. So we wanted the audience to get the ups and downs of like a three-act movie, because one of the problems you run into in an anthology film is that you get really invested in a short, and then there's a payoff, and then another one comes in, and you got to start over. And so for just a minute, it's a little bit boring. You lose the momentum that you had from the last piece. And that's okay if you're watching a series of shorts together, but we wanted you to have that, you know, single film, 89-minute, like, blast of a theatrical experience. So we tried to design these shorts so that they're interconnected in a way that keeps the momentum moving from one section to the next. And I think, to your point, sometimes you don't even know when one short ended and the other began. And I think for us, that's also just unpredictable. You just don't know how the movie's going to behave. It's going to pull the rug out from under your feet in strange ways that you can't see coming. And that's fun for us. And I think as independent filmmakers with something like this, you know, this is an arena where we get to do that stuff that you know, maybe you wouldn't be allowed to do if you were making a bigger movie. We just think it makes the whole experience more authentic.
Yeah, and I'm not going to give it away, don't worry, but at that moment near the end when I finally realized how it, you know, everything comes together, I was just so excited. I love those movies that have that moment and you're, you know, it's like an aha moment. Yeah. And I mean, I think I got it a little bit before it was intended, but I think that, you know, even I got it just a few moments beforehand, it was still like a moment of glee for me. And
revelation.
And just watching the rest of the movie was just like, so, and then I had to go back and you know, see the beginning again.
Yeah. Well, because it changes everything you've seen so far. Yeah. I mean,
makes you go back, right?
Absolutely. And when we stumbled upon that idea, I think for a lot of the filmmakers, we just love the idea of the whole movie. And also, I don't know that I've ever seen, you know, a movie about intersecting travelers along, you know, a haunted nightmare highway quite like this. So just the conceit in general is just fun for the darker sides of your brain.
Well, and I think also, it makes you realize that, you know, you feel you're encapsulated in your own car, but you don't ever really think about the lives or who the other people are that are sharing this road with you. You might do that in a restaurant when you look over and see the people eating at the tables next to you, but you don't tend to do that on the street in the freeway and the highway. So I think you did a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, there's isolation is definitely something that we talked about a lot in this. Also, you know, I'm an East Coast kid, and I just moved out to California. So, like, you know, the desert in general is just a photographer's dream. Like, throwing anamorphic lenses down there on those kinds of expanses it makes movie making very exciting.
Excellent, excellent. Well, again, writer-director David Bruckner. The movie is called Southbound. Everyone's got to check it out. If you love anthology movies, even if you don't like anthology movies, this one's one of those that's going to, you know, change your mind. And, you know, because
it's done well.
Yeah, done very well. All the vignettes are great, but, you know, The Accident is definitely my favorite of the bunch. I cannot wait to see what you come up with next, David. How can we stay in touch with you? Twitter, anything like that?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, Bruck Machina on Twitter. And
is that B-R-U-C-K?
Yeah, B-R-U-C-K-M-A-C-H-I-N-A. Somebody else took my name. And but yeah, and we're hard at work on new stuff. So thank you for all the kind words. Glad you liked it.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Cannot wait for the next one. And David, looking forward to speaking with you again very soon. Congratulations on a great project, and best of luck with the box office.
Thank you. Cheers.
Yes, yes.
Take care, David. Thanks. Yeah, it really is a great movie. And
and I'm not normally a huge fan of anthologies.
Yeah.
So, but that the way he weaves these strands together, incredible.
And then, you know, like I said, at the end of that movie, when, you know, it plays with your mind. It's one of those where, you know, you don't want to talk about too much. So that's why you got to go see it this weekend. See it ASAP.
Twists and turns on the road ahead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So again, the movie is called Southbound. And let's hear a little bit from the song that takes us out of the movie, Terminal Ferocity by The Gifted, from the score of Southbound. You get that 80s feel from this, don't you, Dave?
No, John Travolta. You do? I don't get this feel.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Is it a disco type of deal?
It's the 80s
feel. It's that keyboard sound.
Yeah.
Oh, the keyboard. But
it's electronic
keyboard.
It's
sort of a Chicago sound.
And then listen to that saxophone in the background.
That's like Chicago sound, right?
Yeah.
Not really.
No, this is Southbound. Of course,
they're great sitcoms,
well, actually,
Southbound.
Actually, Chicago had some pretty 80s-sounding songs in the 80s.
They did indeed.
I think that, you know, maybe next time we get David on the phone, we should tell him Southbound 2 should be filmed in the New River.
Not the New River.
You know, we got some
old river.
It is scary out there.
We
the
got
Red
some
River.
Crazy, scary places like that old Jackass Acres. It's all abandoned and stuff. So
that's where they filmed Deliverance. Site. Deliverance.
They
Deliverance.
Sure did.
Right? Remember that, Eric? Deliverance?
Yes, I love that movie.
We'll be talking.
You did? Oh.
Great movie.
Speaking of New River, it's out there out west, and we're going to take a trip out west in our next segment.
Yes. I get to go?
But you're not forsaken.
Don't worry. We'll be right back.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.